Warning, this podcast is not affiliated with Fox, Next Level Chef, the contestants, or its production. Hey, it's Chef Kelsey Murphy from MasterChef Season 11, here with my filmmaker friend, Pete Ferrero. We are here to chat with you all about Next Level Chef Season 3. Each week, we will break down every episode to chat about the contestants, their dishes, and all of the drama that is sure to unfold.
Hey guys, welcome to The Real Eats. Kelsey here with my good friend Pete, and we are here to break down the most recent episode of Next Level Chef, and tonight, we are making pizza.
Making pizza, very exciting. Do you have a favorite pizza spot?
Not in Indianapolis, because the pizza here is boo-boo, but in Chicago, I am a Luminati's fan. I know a lot of people are very polarized on the deep dish thing, but I love Luminati's pizza. I hate Giordano's. Mm. I love Luminati's.
So I totally agree with that. I was in Chicago a few years ago, mm-hmm. and a friend of mine did a taste test of the two. Mm-hmm. And I actually love deep dish pizza. I love all style pizza.
I do too. I'm a big Detroit style fan.
I don't really know that I've dove into that so much. What is the difference?
So it's like, it's similar to Luminati's. I would say Luminati's is almost more of a Detroit style because it's cooked in that like cast iron pan.
Yes.
And that's a Detroit style is just rectangular in a cast iron pan. So you mm-hmm. get that like buttery, like crispy crust from like the cast iron, and it's so good. It's like it's a pizza pie, you know.
Oh, amazing. Pie.
I am not really a New York style fan. I'm sorry.
Wow. That's okay.
Even when I went to New York and we like tried all the pizzas, and I was like, eh.
Here we go. Right out of the gate. I like Jersey pizza for sure. Like, I think there is a difference between pizza in New Jersey and pizza in New York.
Is there?
I do think so. I think the pizza in New York is more crusty, if that makes sense.
Okay.
And the pizza in Jersey does have a nice crust to it, but it's like, I don't know, it's just smoother or something.
Is it still as thin and foldable?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that what you don't like?
I hate folding pizza.
Oh man, we're throwing down.
No, yeah. Like it has to be thick enough to like support its weight.
We're still talking about the pizza, right?
Bang! That was a good one.
I know. Thank you.
That was very good.
But in LA has really great pizza. People say things like, LA doesn't have good pizza, or LA doesn't have good Chinese. And I'm always like, no, it actually has all of those things. Like, you have to just go and explore it.
I feel like any big city has good everything. You just have to find the neighborhoods where it's being made.
Like Nancy Silverton has a great pizzeria Mozza in LA. Yeah. So that's a different style pizza for sure, but it's sort of my go-to now.
But it's not really LA style pizza.
Right. No, definitely not.
LA doesn't really have its style of pizza.
Oh, have you ever heard of Papa John's? No, I'm just kidding.
My least favorite of the quick service pizzas is Papa John's.
Oh, I would say Pizza Hut's my favorite.
Yes. We are more now eternally best friends.
Yeah.
Because of that statement. Thank you.
Okay. Well, we just don't love the same pizza places, but I also feel like...
No, I love Pizza Hut. That's my favorite.
I understand that, but when you're talking about New York versus New Jersey, I mean, I just feel like pizza is... It is all love. So even in the pizza that you don't like, you're not a hater.
No. Right.
Yeah. So same with me. Even though I hate Domino's,
I'll still eat it.
Yeah.
Right. It's still good.
Exactly. All right. So the teams have to make pizza, essentially.
Yeah. They have 25 minutes to make pizza. So the dough obviously is already made. They're taking that out of the equation because that would take too long.
But this is where we start to get into the weeds, where everybody's going to select dough. Like, you have to pick your dough. And I felt like that was an unnecessary part of the challenge.
Really?
Yeah. Well, an unnecessary part of it is like putting biscuit dough in the grouping. Cause I have never had a biscuit dough pizza. Have you?
Well, absolutely not. But that's part of the thing. Yeah. That should have made it down to the bottom.
I understand
granted,
that, but I just feel
I would
like
have probably taken a very different route. I was like, biscuit dough pizza. Well, perfect. Let's make like a gravy type white sauce with a and spice up some that veal that he got and make it like a breakfast sausage type thing. And then we're having like a whole breakfast pizza. You gotta like play the game.
The thing is, I just felt like I agree with what you just said. I just feel like that there was some
when you do that,
there was just some unnecessary element of this. You don't feel like there's an unnecessary element to this?
Absolutely not. Because
you guys get
pizza
New York.
Is dough. Like that is the they even said that like the most important part of the pizza is the dough. So you can't just like give everyone the same pre-made dough and then make a pizza. There's no challenge in that.
No, I guess not. Isn't the toppings the challenge? I get what you're saying. I love the idea of a breakfast
both.
Pizza. The breakfast
it's both.
Pizza.
Like you have to be able to manipulate the dough properly to like most of their comments didn't really have to do so much with the toppings. It's all about how the dough end up getting cooked. Like that's there's so much more of an art form to that and working with the dough and understanding that when it comes to pizza. Like that's when we're talking about different styles of pizza, we're talking about the different styles of dough. Like
I understand
New York and Chicago. So that has to be a part of the challenge.
Fine. I just feel like it was unnecessary. Like it was kind of okay. I'm with you on what you just said, that there are definitely different styles. There's a semolina dough. There's a this dough. There's a that. But do you feel like biscuits should even be on the fucking platform? I don't feel like it should be. I'm sorry.
I do for the fact that it should go to the basement and then they have to figure it out. And do something ingenious with it because it's not really pizza dough. Neither should lamb tongue shouldn't be on there either, but it was.
That's different.
Why?
And also this girl. Okay. So now we're going to start getting into it. I feel like maybe I didn't like Nicole and was confusing her with Lauren.
Oh.
Because I really like Lauren. And now Nicole goes through this whole thing. So they're getting things off the platform just to get this sub so people understand what we're talking about. And everybody's grabbing ingredients and Nicole gets the lamb tongue, right? And she makes a statement at some point in this episode that as if she's the only person that has ever thought to put lamb tongue on pizza or in anything. Like, and the only reason why she's doing it is because of the grab. But she's like, maybe this is going to work. Maybe this is the best idea. And I'm the first person in the universe to ever, like, are you fucking kidding me? You're not the first person in the universe to come up with the idea of putting some weird gamey meat on a pizza. Like, there are so many different kinds of pizzas at this point. You're going to tell me that nobody in the world has said, I'm going to try to put, let me throw some lamb tongue on a pizza.
Yes, I agree with you.
Wow.
In that statement.
In that statement.
Yes. Yeah. With that statement, I also had a big this and then we touched on this in the last episode and I wanted to talk about it more today that I had an issue with how much help Blaze was giving. So I thought the direction was like too helpful.
With her?
Yes.
I agree. Because yes. he's like,
this is what you do.
Like, make it like sausage or whatever.
Well, he told her exactly how to slice it. And like, I guess in that situation, I would love a little assistance too. But it was the difference of how Naisha would have handled it being like, think about, you know, and like describing the ingredient where Blaze was literally like, this is what you should do to make your pizza. You know, like it was, I felt almost too hand-holding.
Yeah. I shouldn't compare Lauren and Nicole because they're two blondes. That's not, I shouldn't have said that, but I'm just saying that I feel like I never viewed Lauren in that way where she would like, I don't know. It's just such a weird statement to make that she's the only person to ever like that. She had stumbled upon genius. And I'm like, it's not that smart.
It's forced genius. You know, yeah. It's like,
and
which is. How things
and
happen
also,
in the basement.
To your point, though, about the whole Blaze hand-holding, well, Gordon kind of did that last week with Jordan, who is really starting to, like, really irritates me in this episode. Like, now it's to the point where I have decided that No, like, no, one episode I said Jordan's the kind of guy that you'd go get some chicken wings and have a laugh with.
You're like, never
I'm
mind.
Not going to get chicken wings with him anymore. That's it.
You're like, I'm it's done. Just... I don't want to have chicken wings with him anymore.
Because evidently he'll be complaining.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And accusatory.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he's a Scorpio.
He's probably he definitely has Scorpio vibes for sure.
For everyone listening, we were talking about Scorpios before this.
Yes. So. We both have Scorpios in our lives that that do different interesting things. Okay. So
let's talk. We can go
Jordan
back
got the New York pizza dough.
Yes.
Chris gets the biscuit dough, which we talked about. I was annoyed by that. And Christina gets focaccia. Did I say that right? Focaccia?
Focaccia. I don't know.
Okay.
Which, I mean, I understand it is a tricky dough, I guess, on a pizza to work with, but I mean, it's not impossible. I think you just have to know how to manipulate these doughs properly and like what their properties are and how they will cook and heat and when you need to get in the oven. Like, I don't, like, I feel like she still put hers in with like 90 seconds left expecting the dough to cook when she was like, at the beginning of the episode, was like, this takes 40 minutes to cook. Like, well, then why did you wait till 90 seconds?
Right. Like, yes, exactly.
You know,
exactly. Like, I mean, she also picked the dough. I mean, the thing is I understand that the platform is different in terms of like MasterChef, where you really don't have, you only have seconds to think about what you're grabbing.
Yeah.
But so that's the other annoying thing about the whole lamb tongue thing. It's like you just grab that in 2 seconds because you saw nothing else on the platform. Don't make it like as if you have now...
If I saw lamb tongue on the platform, I would have been like, we're going veggie.
If Chef Chris, who has definitely cooked with lamb tongue in his life in a taco, like I've had tongue taco before.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Like if he went and purposely grabbed the lamb tongue and then put it on a pizza, I'd be like, yeah, he's smart. He knows what he's going to do with that. He's manipulated that before. Okay. Sorry.
All right.
Angelo's dough was different. The charcoal dough.
I thought it was really, so I was really loving what she was doing with it and how it was all coming together. I didn't love how it ended up at the end. It just looked really like chunky, you know, like.
Yeah, like first time trying to make a pizza at home with the kids.
Yeah, like the, you know, the size proportions didn't look right. Like there was so much like fried squid on top of it. And like,
it was a good concept.
Yes, it was a good concept. In execution, I think it failed. But I love the idea of it. And I was like, oh, the charcoal dough. Like, why didn't anyone take this? It's just regular pizza that's like seasoned, you know, not seasoned, but colored with activated charcoal. You know, like it's a beautiful dough to work with.
Yes.
So I probably would have grabbed that first because I'm so driven by color.
Well, but the thing is like, you and jalapeno for color.
Oh, jalapeno. Oh my God. I was making something the other day.
I say it to myself sometimes.
Herb oil. And I was adding jalapenos to make it like chili, you know, like spice. Uh-huh. And I was adding, it's a green herb oil. And I was like, jalapenos for color.
That's
literally
amazing.
Said that I was cooking for a private event.
I've done this. I've done this. Sometimes I think I've texted you about it. Like whenever I'm cooking jalapeno, I think of this kid saying.
I don't know how it's still not replayed like all over the internet.
I know that should have been so. And Aaron Sanchez's reaction to it. You just told me you wanted to put jalapeno for color. Like he's so passionate and angry about it.
Your Roan accent is so good.
Thank you. I just nailed it.
Where were we? Oh, charcoal dough and stuff like that. Who else got?
Well, Vaughn is doing something that looks really amazing.
The unleavened dough, right?
And I didn't know what dough he got, but I know he's doing that clam scampi brown butter. Oh, God.
Like, perfect.
Love this about this guy. Yeah. You know what I mean?
He just has it together. He knows what he's doing. Like he understands.
He's not thrown off by the platform at all. It's almost like he has a platform in his home.
Right. That'd be fun.
That's how he decides how he's going to make what for the day. Because he's always making smart choices. And yeah. if he misses it, remember the one time he missed the platform and had air? But he knew it was coming back around. So he just stays chill. He waits for the platform. He definitely has a platform at his house.
I think so. You're probably right. And then Mata gets the chicken nuggets.
This is a person who is really
I knew this was coming.
I have a sore spot here with this, with Mata. Because he is, first off, we didn't even acknowledge at the top of this episode, there's the whole Mata thing that happens.
Yes, Mata does the haka.
Which felt very indulgent to me.
I respect it.
I have no problem with him doing that, but it felt a bit indulgent, if I'm being...
He just did it with his kids on Instagram last night.
Great.
Did
I'm sure he did. No.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm sure in celebration of him doing it on television.
He is a little frightening.
I don't know what's happening. It's intensity to the level of 10 plus.
Right. Well, I can never see you being that intense.
Ever. Like, I mean, I can get into arguments for sure, but it takes a long time for me to get into the Mata zone.
Do you ever get into that zone?
Maybe.
Maybe. Very nicely. I do too.
It's maybe has happened once or twice in the world.
Happened before.
Yeah. But
we'll talk about that in therapy next week.
Yes. Yeah. We also do a therapy podcast. that would be more interesting.
It would be.
Well, anyway, but so he's so intense. I mean, he seems like a really nice guy, but for the record, like, I don't have any issue with Mata, like whatever. But I just think he's oversells some of these things. Like, he's good at selling, like, I'm going to make the best chicken nugget pizza. You know what I mean? And
I believed it. I believed that they were going to bite into that and be like, this is fucking genius. Like, this is so good.
And then
they were like, no.
Well, but then, like, the back of your head, you had to keep thinking to yourself, like, there's no pizza in any world or any universe where putting chicken nuggets on it, full chicken nuggets, is going to be a good pizza.
Well, that's, again, where I had issue with it, where it was almost the same as Angela's. I was like, why are these pieces of chicken nuggets still so large? Why did you not...
So like, I didn't even think about that. And so I think
like I was looking. I think at Vaughn
said that. To, I think I feel like Vaughn said that to him.
Like what?
I think he's like, I should have made the. You're right. I think Mata says to him, I should have cut the nuggets smaller. And
yeah,
I think
like
Vaughn,
why?
I think Vaughn gave him a
chicken nugget. Like they might have been like split in half. And I was like, what? Like
I think
no,
Vaughn gave
not...
him a nod. Like, yeah, you should exactly.
Yeah.
Like Vaughn is so knowledgeable that he knows what you're doing
like
wrong in your dish.
You're just like, well, yeah. I mean, you look at that, you're like, what
who would
thinking?
Put a full fucking chicken nugget on a pizza? Right.
Yeah.
It's, see, this is where I get like, it's childlike thoughts. You know what I mean? It's childlike thoughts. Like
and
his.
He was so confident.
So confident. And like, but he's good at selling it because there's a part of you that's like, fuck, maybe McDonald's will start offering this soon. It's so good.
Well, and this is, I think, where, again, the team mentors play a role where I think, honestly, I bet Blaze, I don't want to say this because I don't know, but I would think Blaze might have been like, chop these very small. And Naisha didn't do that. She's like, he needs, you know, like, let him
fumble.
Let him make his mistakes. You know, like, she's very much, I think, about letting people to, she's not going to tell you how to win.
I mean, so. She clearly likes him.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I mean, they're on each other's Instagram and shit. Have you seen that? What's your thoughts on that?
I have. Not a fan.
Not a fan.
And I'm, well, so I'll preface that. I am a fan. I like love, like the videos are great. And like, I love seeing the, like, that relationship and like having
blossom.
Yeah, like having, you know, a contestant now like have a relationship with their mentor and stuff like that. That's amazing. I just don't know how I feel about it during the
airing of the show
because it almost feels, it's hard to not have that perspective of like, oh, is she favoring him during the show?
Right.
Like you, I, it's just like in my mind now, not for no reason, you know, it's not like it's true, but it's
right.
Just in your
no,
head.
No, it's valid. it's valid. You know, I really don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. Like with MasterChef, we did definitely have a little bit of an inkling of who might win that show. You know what I mean? With Hell's Kitchen, we had no idea. And with this show, I have no idea either. But so we can definitely have a look at the Instagram now as a clue as to maybe what happens with the show.
Yeah, I mean, we have zero idea with the outcome. And we don't know week to week even.
Like even last when we did Hell's Kitchen and Sammy and Ryan and I can't remember the other dude's name.
Jonathan.
Like, when they were posting lots of pictures together as the three,
yes,
I assumed that they were the three that wound up in the end.
I was like, maybe wait, guys.
Yeah. So there is is some validity to like looking at social media through the airing of a show and being like, well, is that an indicator of like that was her pick or that's who went for her? You know what I mean?
Like to the final. Or...
I don't know that. Again, that might be totally off. Maybe she felt badly for him after he was eliminated early or something. We don't know. But we know he's not going to go this week. So we do know that.
Yes, we have found that out this week.
Let's see what else we have here. So actually, though, despite my comments about Nicole and the lamb tongue and the comment that she made, her pizza looks fucking incredible.
It looks great. It's again like the size, you know, like the topping to dough ratio, like everything looks appropriate for.
Yeah, she's really good at what she does. She knows what's up. I mean, it's just, it took her a second to, you know, figure that all out or be instructed by Blaze on how to do it.
Well, and when they tasted it, because I feel like during the cook, they didn't tell like every ingredient she was working with because they were so focused on the lamb tongue. But when they described her dish, I was like, oh my God, the olives, so smart.
Yes.
Like there were so many aspects of the pizza and of her grab that I was like, oh my God, so smart. You know, like it all fit together. That I was like, I'm sure that eats great, you know, like to have the right balance.
And I noticed that Zach is such an artist. Like, I mean, his salmon and the cauliflower pizza. Like, you know, we talk about Zach a bunch here on the show. And I've said, oh, there's a difference between Vaughn and Zach. But Zach is really fucking good.
He's amazing.
I don't ever want to make it like Zach ain't all that. Because, like, when I'm just not a front runner.
Way more fine dining chef.
Totally. I do love that style of food as well.
Yeah, so, absolutely. You know, who else? What else do we need to talk about? Oh, we need to talk about the dough mix-up.
Yeah, Jesus. Now this really fucking got under my skin, this whole thing.
It felt very in the edit felt very over dramatic with it. But so
I don't think so. Sometimes as an editor, I've edited things and I've made film.
True. Right.
I feel like this is literally what happened and they did a good job of exploiting it, but
okay.
The thing is, Chris accidentally grabs, and you know, Chris has been talking about his biscuit dough, and he wasn't a fan that he got the biscuit dough,
right?
And he does grab Jordan's New York dough by accident,
right?
And it does feel
allegedly.
It does feel like it's by accident. Now I don't know the flip side,
right?
But I don't think Chris would get into this competition where he would get all the way to the final round and them being like, "Oh wow, your biscuit dough somehow you made it taste like New York dough." Like,
like they're gonna taste it and be like, "This isn't biscuit dough."
Yeah,
like,
so you're
we all
out.
Know you grab biscuit dough, so then you're eliminated. So.
And then this kid, this Jordan. After this happens, Gordon has to stop the whole thing. He says, stop, you know, he points fingers. He becomes almost like the hallroom monitor.
Yeah. He's like your RA on your dorm floor and stuff like that. And he's like, you know, he starts moderating the whole situation.
Start focus. Everybody's focused. Just let's go is really big. As you know, we've talked about that here on this podcast, which is really now at a level that's the let's go has reached a level of annoyance from me that is just at a point where I can't even believe that it's being said as much. And now Naisha's saying it.
Oh, yeah.
Down to the basement. Let's go.
It's just because you're not a sports fan. It's a thing.
Okay, I'm a sports fan. I love baseball.
You are not a sports fan.
I just don't like college basketball. I'm not into it as much as you.
I almost said football again.
I did. I'm just not into that. I know you're really into that. Like you literally have a fucking scoreboard in your house.
You didn't even know what the tournament was.
I know what this tournament is. I just didn't know that it was happening right now.
What? That's just as bad.
Fine, whatever. No, but I don't appreciate Let's Go. I think Let's Go is ridiculous. And this Jordan says Let's Go all the time.
What would you prefer? Like, let's fuck it up?
I think it just, to me, it just screams cliche. I don't like it. Anyway, this is not the point. The point is that Jordan then screams sabotage.
So yeah, he screams sabotage.
Sabotage.
Which, I mean, come on. There are two pieces of dough in but everyone's
thing. Also
saying,
screams sabotage and is like, ah! He makes a loud... Nothing has happened.
Right.
It's not like it's not like Chris took...
You didn't drop your dough on the floor and like all of it and it's not usable. Like, just...
Nothing happened.
I know.
Chris took it. He rolled it out a little bit. And that's all that happened. He worked it a little bit. They went through a hole like, oh, we overworked the dough. He didn't overwork any dough. He didn't. Nothing happened.
Even if he did, there's a whole nother fresh one. You don't need all of that dough. Like,
right.
You should know how to just like work one pizza dough. You don't need four tries. To
Our episode with with Jordan is going to be really interesting.
Yeah.
He might not. He's not going to. You know, you remember every once in a while, like that one girl wouldn't come on the podcast. Right.
Yes.
Right. We've had that happen a few times through the years. We never even talked to the winner of Hell's Kitchen.
I know.
How about that one? Fucking hot shot.
Lame.
Yeah. Okay. He seems like a really nice guy. I'm sure that was
he
just
does seem like a really nice guy. So we get to judge everyone, you know. What's her name? Christina almost misses the platform. She has to toss her dough up there.
Was there anything else to say about Jordan and the Chris thing? Did we finish that?
I think so.
I just feel like, you know, this Jordan is starting to really irritate me now because it's like he eventually says something like, "All good, bro. No harm, no foul." But I'm like, "What you came out and accused harm and foul sabotage. So now because
right now it's fine.
Let's go
and." I think it threw Chris off. It seemed.
Yes.
It really threw him, which I think he probably felt really bad and was like, oh my God, I can't believe I made the mistake. And then blah. And then you probably need a few more minutes to get his pizza done. And then as we see during the taste, his pizza did kind of just look like I just threw everything that I had on my station onto my pizza and put it in the oven. Like it was just so
in
much
fairness,
stuff.
There was a bit of Chris's pizza that was like, it felt chaotic. Like at first,
oh, absolutely.
First, it was like a classic pizza, and then it was like a Mexican pizza.
Yeah, like at the very end, he was like, "I'll make this a Mexican pizza."
And I was like, "No, that should have been a choice in the beginning, you know."
Right.
But you know, Chris is a badass chef.
Yes, he certainly is, as you will all learn very soon.
So, you know, I know he's always gonna fucking deliver.
Yes. So we get to judgment.
Yeah,
we get to judgment and the lamb tongue.
We didn't talk about Gabby. Is there anything to talk about?
No, I mean, she was just struggling with her focaccia. Oh, Gabby's. What did she do?
I don't know. They liked it, but they said that
I don't think
it was just missing something.
Much.
No, I think it was like a duck. I feel like it was like a duck breast.
Oh, yeah. But they didn't show her making that because I remember when they got to tasting, I was like, oh, does she have duck breasts and pears? I'm like, oh, cool.
I'm secretly rooting for Gabby.
I like her a lot. I think she's a sleeper.
I think so too. I mean, I definitely like Vaughn is my front runner. Like I love Vaughn. Like he's right. Just now that Chris is gone. And, by the way, I definitely miss Lauren from the show. I miss all the silly laughing and the singing. Now I realize that I wish that she was still on the show.
Oh gosh, we're gonna have to do this again. You just become semi-obsessed.
Semi. Wait, but do you agree?
No.
All right.
Not really.
Okay. All right. So the judging's starting to happen. They like Zach's pizza. They like the lamb tongue pizza. That winds up being really good.
Yeah.
Christina's pizza is really fucked up.
Yeah, it just is not. The dough doesn't cook right.
I never seen someone open an oven so many times.
I know, it's just so, it is hard, like when you're waiting for something, you're like, come on, but I'm like, every time you open it, it slows it down, like stop opening it. And then she had to throw it up on the platform, you know, so then everything just like fell. It's like when you take your pizza and it like falls off your front seat, and like
wasn't Christina the one that's from New Jersey?
I think so.
And something about her eyebrows are done in New Jersey or something like that. Didn't she say that in one of the episodes somewhere?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure she did. Anyway.
I thought that was Ari.
Oh, I don't know. You might be right now. Oh. Anyway. Okay. Anyway,
moving on.
Yeah. Well, I was going to make a funny point that, like, if she, I think she's from New Jersey, Christina, and like, I'm surprised okay. she didn't just say, you know, slam the fucking, because most Jersey people would have just slammed the pizza dough oven in anger.
Oh, I'm like, where is this going?
Fucking thing sucks.
Yes. No. Yeah. It's been like, blame the oven.
Exactly.
Yeah. Not your time management.
Which she kind of did.
I will put blame on everyone else but myself.
She kind of did put the blame on the oven.
Yeah. Fucking oven's fault.
So now the ones that they didn't like, shocker.
There were quite a few.
They didn't like the chicken nugget pizza.
No, they did not like it at all. What a shame.
Big shock there. I actually think they did like Jordan's pizza because I remember hearing let's go.
Yeah, no, they liked Jordan's pizza. They, you know, like, as they said, no, that was Zach's. What was Jordan's pizza again? Oh, the New York style. It didn't look great to me.
No.
Like,
I don't know that anything that he's made so far has looked great.
Yeah, it didn't look great to me. When I saw it, I was like, like, it but didn't now, look fully cooked. I don't know.
Let's get to what happens here. Christina uses her, Nyasha's going to put Christina in because Chris is in the bottom.
Right.
For his Mexican pizza, I guess.
Yes.
And, you know, Christina doesn't think twice about it. She just uses the pin.
Yeah, so Nyasha picks Christina because of her focaccia dough, which is very fair compared to her other team.
But I think these judges want them to use their pins.
I think I loved the way Christina, she said it. I would be crazy to go home with an immunity pin still on my chest.
No, it doesn't make sense.
Why?
I'm saying it doesn't make sense for anybody not to use it. They have to use the pin. Oh, right.
Why would you not use it?
When are you going to use it again? You know, later?
Right. The next time, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, if you're in the bottom again, you're probably going home. So it's like, you got to get past this. It's like, I almost feel like to a degree that the immunity pins are silly in this competition.
Yeah. Cause it's like, well,
it's like, you know, everybody's going to, you know, they're going to have to use it when you put them in the hot seat. So she's in the hot seat. She uses it, obviously.
Right.
And now she has to pick someone else. And of course, It's the chicken nugget pizza, but shouldn't it have been the chicken nugget pizza from the onset?
Probably.
This is what I'm saying. So she knows that she's going to use the pin. So the whole pin is irrelevant, is my point.
Yeah, it was kind of like an added like 3 minutes of airtime that we didn't need.
So, I mean, you know.
No, that's totally true. Yeah, you're like.
It's also really not a smart judge. It's also not a smart judging thing or a coach thing, because if you want to. You know, you want to save her because Christina's clearly far ahead of Mata. You know what I mean? Don't let her have it. Let her keep her pin.
Right. Now she had to use it to get rid of it.
You know, you only have three people left. What are you talking about? What are you doing, Nyasha? So anyway, it's.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Good. I like this, Pete. Wow. I didn't think about that. Like, why? Yeah. Now,
why would you make her use
her chance? You basically did a double elimination to your team.
Essentially, you got rid of a potential immunity down the line.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I understand probably there's a thought about forcing someone, they're forcing their hands to see what they would do.
That's very interesting. Yeah.
But it feels silly to have somebody use a pin that if you're a coach of that team, you would want to keep that other player if Mata's going to go home.
Yeah, that's very well put. I didn't think of it that way. And yes, I'm like, oh, Nyasha, not smart.
And
not
also
smart gameplay.
But also when Mata is in this throwdown,
yes,
given how his throwdown went with Lauren and that fucking bizarre stir fry that he made,
right?
Like, you made a stir fry last week that looked like shit, and now you made a chicken nugget pizza, and here we are back again, and you're in the To me, it's a no-brainer that the person that has to go home this week is Mata. It doesn't even matter what the fucking, what the veal parm tasted like.
I can say the veal parm looked really good, I will say. It looked better than the chicken.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that only because I felt like the chicken, the breading on the chicken parm looked more in line of what a chicken parm, what a parm breading should look like. Chris was not flustered at all in that chicken, in that parm challenge. I will say,
besides
I think Chris didn't use angel hair pasta.
He used angel hair and he didn't season it at all. He literally just put like boiled angel hair on the bottom. It was just like,
but okay. So, but what I was thinking when that all went down, because they start judging that and everybody's talking about that there's no flavor in the pasta. And I'm like, well, it's not a fucking pasta throwdown challenge. It's a parm versus parm. The true. Pasta should just be whatever underneath. It shouldn't really matter.
Which I think at the end they ended up judging on that.
I feel like they judged on the pasta.
Well, I don't think so.
Well, the Chris's negative was the was
well,
the,
yes, but then at the end, like I feel like because his only mess up was the pasta that they ended up sending Mata home because his
the
only
thing about it is
pasta.
I have to say, Nyasha's team is not great. And Vaughn is the saving grace of that team, but she did not make good picks. Like this Mata is more
theatrical than
more sizzle than
what's the analogy? I don't know.
More sizzle than like ability. I don't know. You know, like he's able to like.
Yes. No, I get it. Yes. He's a good showman and he sells his dishes well, but it's lacking like on the execution for sure.
I mean, I'm sure Mata, if Mata's listening to this, he would probably say, fuck you both, because I got out of this elimination chamber. That's a nice little reference for
elimination chamber.
Yeah, because that's a wrestling reference. So Mata will appreciate that. Yeah. So he won. He was the champion out of the elimination chamber. But like I still feel like, you know, Chris, it was shocking. Chris gets eliminated.
I was very shocked. I literally was watching. I was like, like, what? Like, yeah. I did not think that Chris was going to go home this early. Like, I didn't necessarily think he was going to win, but I did not think he was going home this early.
But to our point earlier about social media, like the fact that Lauren and Chris have been doing a bunch on social media. I did in that moment say this kid must go home earlier because they've obviously been doing a bunch of stuff together.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and how would that would only have started if they were eliminated around each other.
Right.
So, I mean, I did start to do that, you do figuring out the ending of the movie. You know what I mean?
Right.
As I was watching
it. Put things together and that Naisha and Mata are doing stuff. I was like, well, I don't think he's going home yet. So Chris goes home. It is very shocking. But we do get the chance right after this to have a exclusive first look talking to Chris.
I thought you were talking about...
Oh my gosh,
about...
he had no idea what I was going to wear.
I thought you were talking
about
some exclusive scene you know, that we saw.
He thought I was like throwing him something.
I was like, what's going on? Okay, yeah, sorry.
Oh my God, that was amazing. That's why we need a video version.
I had no idea where you were,
that because
where
you
were going. I was like, what's going to happen? What exclusive what? Naisha's here?
Oh, wow. Yeah. So, guys, right after this, we do have an exclusive interview with Chris. So we get to hear firsthand what's going on, what happened, what he's doing now, all the things. He is such a dynamic personality. Such a badass chef, as you guys will learn. We're very excited to talk to him. So you do not want to miss that interview coming up right after this.
Before we bounce here, I just also want to say, like, to all the competitors of this show, like, you're all doing an amazing job. And we're really big fans of all of yours.
Yes.
So, you know, joking around about not getting wings with Jordan. Of course, I would get wings with Jordan. You know what I mean? Joking around about Mata. You know, it's all fun. This is all fun and entertaining and playing off of what we've seen on television. And there is no offense meant to anyone, especially really... Nicole, whose lamb tongue actually looked so fucking good. And I would love to have that. So,
yeah, I actually really love the contestants on this season.
Same.
I'm like, I really enjoy all of them. As we've had struggles in past seasons with contestants of like every interview we've done, I'm like, oh my God, I love these people. Like, I'm like, I want to be friends with all of them. So, anyway, stay tuned for Chris's interview right after this. And then we will see you back here next week, for the next elimination episode.